The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston has a decision to make whether or not to, once again, seek the death penalty against Zahar Tsarnaev for the bombing of the Boston Marathon. Yesterday, an appeals court overturned Tsarnaev's death sentence, saying the trial judge did not do enough to ensure an unbiased jury. Overseeing the prosecution in the trial and death penalty phase was then U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz. Hello, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Sharon. Good morning.
Do you think the appeals court's concern about the jury selection is legitimate? And what's your reaction to the ruling?
My reaction is one that this is an unfortunate result, and it's disappointing, and primarily because there's so much, not only government resources and community resources that go into a process like this, but really the impact on the victims' families, survivors of Tsarnaev's crimes, and what they went through, not only initially as a result of being impacted by those crimes, but in particular going through the criminal justice process. And so the pain and the suffering that they had to endure to now be in this situation where there's a possibility of a second death penalty phase trial, it's tremendously unfortunate, and my heart goes out to them.
Well, what's your take on the judge? You know, should the judge have specifically asked jurors more details about their exposure to pretrial media coverage?
Well, I think that, you know, the media coverage in this case was very intense, and it was worldwide, and obviously very notable here in Boston. But at the time that they were selecting the jury, I'm sure that the judge thought, as the government did, that there were questions that were asked about what they had been exposed to in the media, what kind of social media they were in, you know, exposed to and so forth, and details of that. But now the First Circuit, looking back at that process, has determined that it was not enough. You know, you had an experienced trial judge, well-respected trial judge, as well as government attorneys that I'm sure at the time felt that they were doing all that they could do. And there's always more questioning that can be asked. The question is it sufficient? I'm sure at the time they thought it was. Now the First Circuit has said, no, it wasn't sufficient, that more questions should have been asked, more probing should have been done.
Right. And in something as high stakes as this, you know, it seems as if perhaps the appeals court is saying the judge really needed to, if anything, err on the side of more thoroughness. What would be your reaction to that?
Absolutely. And I agree with, I mean, I think that you want to be as thorough, because at the end of the day, what you want to make sure, you know, someone's life is at stake here. You want to make sure that the process that you have engaged in is completely fair, that it's impartial, and you've done all that you can to get this objective and fair and impartial jury. And I believe that the lawyers probably thought that's what they did. The judge felt that's what they did. The court, now looking back on it, has said that that's not enough. And now we're left in a situation where there'll be, you know, further appeals. The government has a number of different options here before it makes its ultimate decision as to whether or not it's going to retry it, if it has to retry it. And, you know, that then endures that gets to the unfortunate continued suffering of many victims and survivors in this case, who all come from, you know, different perspectives and have different opinions about the process.
Right. Do you think that the current U.S. attorney should go forward and seek a retrial of the death penalty phase, considering the legal perspectives involved, and also, as you just referenced, considering the emotions a retrial would create?
You know, Sharon, I'm not going to speak for the current U.S. attorney, and the reality is that this will really be weighed heavily by the Department of Justice. It is the Department of Justice, as it is, for example, the United States Attorney General, who makes the ultimate decision as to whether or not the death penalty is going to be sought. This will be a long, involved process. There'll be a lot of different individuals, including the current U.S. attorney, and depending upon what happens in the November election, you could have a whole different administration possibly considering those options and that question.
Now, when you were prosecuting the case, Tsarnaev's lawyers sought a plea deal in exchange for life imprisonment. Why didn't you make that deal?
It wasn't my position to make that deal. As I said, it is the Attorney General of the United States who makes that determination. And quite frankly, the U.S. attorney's positions in these death penalty phases is to be kept confidential, so that the ultimate decision maker here, the Attorney General, makes that decision as to whether or not we're going to go forth. Given the gravity of this case, the type of case that it was, the nature of the crimes, the extent and numbers of the victims in this case, as I believe Attorney General was Eric Holder, who personally is not supportive of the death penalty, but it was his responsibility and obligations under the law and the factors of this case to approve and pursue the death penalty.
Do you think at this point there is any higher likelihood of a deal?
That's going to be up to the Department of Justice leadership, obviously with input from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts.
Okay. Carmen Ortiz, former U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Take care. Bye-bye.